I'm sorry to have to tell you that in this story, the dog's going to die at the end. It's sad, but it isn't as sad as you think, because I'm going to tell you about how people who loved him made his last 6 months better. And when his time came, a bunch of people got together to make Cheese the dog's last day his best day. But let's start with Cheese's goodbye party. Last week on the lawn of the Louisville Metro Animal Services shelter, around a dozen people were giving the 10-year-old pit bull all of the attention.
Oh, that's a good boy. What do you think about all this attention? What do you think about it?
Five kids rubbed the lazy pup's belly, which is his favorite thing, by the way. A parent reads him Dr. Seuss's Green Eggs and Ham.
I do not like them, Sam I Am. I do not like green eggs and ham.
And Cheese loves it. He's also loving eating a popsicle and Vienna sausages, as well as plenty of Havarti cheese. The shelter doesn't usually throw parties like this, but they wanted to do something special for Cheese.
Hi, sweet boy. Hello.
Cheese has golden brown fur, an underbite, and skin cancer. He ended up at the shelter because his owners couldn't afford the cost of his treatment. That's where Michaela Pennington met him.
He was Cheese when he came into the shelter, and he kind of looked like moldy cheese when I got him because he was covered in warts, so we just kept it. It stuck.
Pennington's an animal care specialist at Metro Animal Services, and she started caring for Cheese at the shelter when he was brought in December. After his cancer diagnosis, doctors gave him 6 months to live, so Pennington and her partner, Crittenden Haywood, decided to take Cheese home with them for what she called FOSPICE. That's a foster-hospice combo.
My partner and I have been working tirelessly to try and fight this thing with him for the past several months, but it's cancer, and it doesn't always work out that way.
When the time came to put Cheese down, Pennington asked volunteers and foster parents to join her in giving Cheese a good send-off. At the party, while Cheese relaxes on the grass, Metro Animal Services foster coordinator Stephanie Jackson thanks everybody for coming.
I'm going to be emotional because this kind of stinks, so I'm sorry in advance, but Michaela and Crittenden have been doing an amazing job with Cheese. So it's really cool that you guys came to say bye and spoil him. So thank you.
Jackson says this is the first time in her 2 years at the shelter that they've held a party like this. She says the shelter hasn't had to euthanize pets because of overcrowding issues since 2017. That's thanks in part to free adoption programs and to workers like Pennington, who foster pets in need. But they do euthanize pets for behavior issues or illness.
A lot of dogs that I fall in love with that have to go, I'm there with them because I want them to know. And they do get hot dogs and they get cheese and they get casseroles. We've made casseroles for dogs before.
Cheese's foster mom, Pennington, says Cheese has helped her save other pets at the shelter. She keeps a picture of him at her desk, and she shows it to people who consider leaving elderly dogs there. Sometimes it works, and they don't leave them. She says Cheese will continue to inspire her, even after he's gone.
It's been the happiest 6 months I could have ever asked for. And I don't know what I would have done without him, honestly. He inspires me to continue to do what I do every day. And some days I wouldn't be able to do what I do without him.
After the kids leave and the popsicle and Havarti are gone, Cheese goes home to spend another night being lazy and relaxing with Pennington and her partner.
Let's go home.
Hi, Cheese.
Let's go home.
Cheese died the next morning on September 1st, after a day of attention and plenty of love, with his family by his side. I'm Kalen Jackson in Louisville.